That's the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble from the album The Wheels Are Turning, recently issued, and a tune called Bad Bud, which was composed by Randy Halberstadt and arranged by Bob Hammer. Solos by Jack Klitzman on baritone sax, Ron Barrow on trumpet, and Frank Seeberger on guitar. Bad Bud for Bud Young. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. This Labor Day weekend, hoping you're having a nice weekend and a farewell to summer. Not quite over yet. Next is music from a new CD by Bryn Plummer, bass player and leader of this ensemble, from a new album called Moldy Figs. Moldy Figs is a term that beboppers used to apply to traditional jazz fans. This new album features a group of contemporaries, Bryn Plummer, the bass player, and Thomas Marriott, the trumpet player. Here both went to Garfield High School. At the same time, Stuart McDonald, who plays alto on this album, was going to Roosevelt High School. Susan Pascal is on vibes here. Devon Lewis is the drummer. Bryn Plummer on double bass in this tune, which he calls Albin Devon, which he says has nothing to do with the drummer on this album. It's the name of a character imagined, a con artist with a fake name based on syllables meaning of, adapted from various languages. Here it is, Albin Devon, Bryn Plummer Group. couple of powerful and beautiful performances there. We just heard the title tune from Bill Anschel's latest album, Rumbler. Bill Anschel at the piano and composer of that piece, Chris Simer on bass, Jose Martinez on drums, and added on this one tune on this album, that was Jeff Coffin on soprano sax. Rumbler from Bill Anschel and the album of the same name. Before that, Bren Plummer and a tune from his recent album called Moldy Figs, featuring trumpet work of Thomas Marriott, sounding great on that, a bit of Stuart MacDonald on alto sax, Susan Pascal on vibes, Bren Plummer on double bass, Devon Lewis at the drums, and a tune titled Alban Devon by Bren Plummer. Nicely recorded, too. Like the sound on that one. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way each weekend at this time, every Sunday afternoon at 2. And if you should miss a show and want to catch up or hear one again, you can always find our podcast at jazznw.org, jazznw.org for these Jazz Northwest shows. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. And let's take a look at some live music going on around town. At the Royal Room tonight at 6, Jacob Zimmerman's group will be playing music of the 20s and 30s. Max Holmberg's 200 Trio plays at the Angry Beaver, as usual, on Greenwood on Sunday evenings. And Brian Nova's Jazz Jam at the Triple Door Aquarium and Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's. That's all going on tonight. Monday night, there's the Entre Mundos Jam at Capital Cider. Tuesday, the Greenblatt Generations Band gets together, father and son, at the Royal Room. Tim Kennedy's band will be at Tula's. Skerrick's band plays at the Nectar Lounge on Wednesday, and Eric Verlinde Trio will be at Tula's. Dimitri Matheny and his Jazz Noir group will be playing at Tula's on Thursday evening in what should be a pretty special evening. And that one, incidentally, will have Bill Anschel on piano, along with the flugelhorn work of Dimitri Matheny. Rob Sheps is making a swing through again. He'll be playing in a quartet with Greg Williamson Thursday night at Piccola Cellars in North Bend. Rob also plays with Phil Sparks' trio at the Latona for a happy hour at the Latona on Friday night at 5. The Eastside Jazz Group is putting on Groove for Thought at the Resonance Event Center, Soma Towers, on Friday night, and Jovino will be playing at Tula's with his quintetto. Saturday, Steve Griggs' ensemble plays Blues for John T. Williams at Blanche Leviso Park at 2100 South Jackson. That's between Jackson and Yesler. It's one of a series of concerts which will be presented by Steve Griggs on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock this month. Cubano Latina plays at the Sea Monster on Saturday night. Greta Matassa sings at Tula's and Kareem Candyband will be at Vito's. For more ideas and good places to go, and also a possibility of winning some tickets, take a look at the KNKX calendar. Also, very complete calendar at earshot.org. Here's flugelhorn player Dimitri Matheny, who's coming to town next Thursday to play at Tula's. This is from his Jazz Noir album, sort of rekindling the flavor of some of those dark black-and-white cinemas from the 40s. This is a noir medley which includes music of Henry Mancini, David Raxon, Bernard Herrmann, Jerry Goldsmith, and Harold Arlen. Noir medley played by flugelhorn player Dimitri Matheny. Thank you. Jovino Santos Neto at the piano, leading his quintetto, expanded slightly here for this. Jovino at the piano, along with Harvey Wineapple on clarinet, Chuck Deerdorf bass, Mark Ivester on drums, Jeff Bush percussion, and guests including Ben Thomas on vibraphone there, in that piece titled Vivendo no Presente, Living in the Present, from Jovino Santos Neto. His quintetto is going to be playing Friday night at Vito's on Madison. And before that, we were listening to Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn with his ensemble, including Jay Thomas on tenor sax and Nick Manson on piano. A movie medley there, including Touch of Evil, Laura, Vertigo, Chinatown, Taxi Driver, and Blues in the Night from the album Jazz Noir. Dimitri Matheny will be presenting some of this music with a Seattle-based group Thursday night at Tula's in Seattle. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. Here's something from singer Greta Matassa, who sings at Tula's next Saturday night. Greta will be singing here with Tamir Hendelman on piano, a wonderful pianist who's also making a swing through the area during this month. This is a great song that was written by Herbie Hancock and Stevie Wonder, collaborated on this one. Another piece of movie music from the movie Round Midnight, a great song titled Chan's Song with Greta Matassa.
You. seldom see, though somewhere in a dream you have heard whispered love, I love you. Keep her on,
to half an hour of jazz, live and direct from the penthouse on King FM, coming to you live and direct from the penthouse, regular weekly feature here from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Tonight we have Wes Montgomery on guitar, and in the first half of the program featuring the Wynton Kelly Trio.
Thank you.
That was the Wynton Kelly Trio from a live broadcast, one of a series I was producing in the 60s from a downtown club at First and Cherry called The Penthouse, and this comes from an album called Smokin' in Seattle. Wynton Kelly at the piano with Ron McClure on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums. The trio later in the broadcast backed up Wes Montgomery. There is no greater love, the Wynton Kelly Trio. Before that, we were listening to Greta Matassa singing there with an orchestra arranged by Tamir Hendelman and a beautiful song by Herbie Hancock and Stevie Wonder, Chan's Song, Greta Matassa. She'll be singing next Saturday night at Tula's. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley, who's coming up next. We'll be back again next weekend at this same time with Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.